surrender all. I surrender all.
Come on, there's opportunity and space right here for you to give him another yes. There's another yes. There's another yes for what you may not know is to come yet. Come on, there's another yes. Another yes, Lord. I'll go. I'll trust you. I'll do. I'll say. I'll go. There's another yes. There's another yes. There's another yes. There's another yes. Yes, Lord. 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 Whatever you want, yes. Whatever you say, yes. Whatever you want, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Rabbi Kidianda. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Somebody from your spirit, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Somebody from your inner man,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Go past your flesh and say,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Go past your own will and say,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
It's not my will, but your will be done. It's yes, Lord, yes, Lord. There is still a remnant of people. On him to give the instruction, then you'll say yes. But God is requiring a yes before he even gives the say so. Would you give him another yes? Would you give him another yes? Would you give him another yes? There's nothing in it, nothing. One more time, just say it. There's nothing
hidden. There's nothing hidden. All is available to you.
All of me, all of me, all of me. There's nothing hidden.
There's nothing hidden. There's nothing hidden. All is available.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we break all powers of disappointment that'll cause your people from saying yes to this new thing. We come against the powers and the lies of fear and disappointment that'll stop your people from agreeing with what you're doing in this season. That'll stop your children, your sons and daughters from saying yes to what you're doing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come with authority. And we come standing on your word that you are the God who will take care, hallelujah, of your children. That if our natural fathers will give us fish, you won't. How much more will you take care of your children in the name of Jesus? Oh yeah. Come on, right here, the Lord is exposing the things that's been in your heart that's been stopping you from saying yes. He's exposing. Some of you have disappointments where you thought he should have gave you a yes or opened a door or given you opportunity, so it's just stopped you from committing your ideals and plans. But the Lord in this moment is requiring your yes, even if it doesn't align with what you're doing or what you want or what you plan or what you have in your head as your ideal life. Come on, give him a yes. Give him a yes. Give him a yes. You in the green shirt, I hear the Lord saying, this is your season where the Lord is giving you your zeal back. It's almost like previous seasons have tried to take away your passion and your zeal for the things of the Lord. And not just for that, but for the calling that the Lord has called you to. But you'll see in this season, the hand of the Lord move greatly upon your heart concerning what he's assigned to you in this season. But not only that, but he's going to fix your affairs. And what I hear the Lord saying is he's going to set it up so to where the things that have maybe blocked you from starting stuff and from beginning and starting whatever the new thing that the Lord wants you to do, he's going to set it up to where everything is made straight, and you're going to see open doors after open doors. And not only that, but there have been tongues that have risen up against you and the plans and the assignments of the Lord, almost like word curses from previous leaders and people who have just doubted the seed and the thing that the Lord is doing inside of you. But the Lord is going to shut the mouths of the lions, and he's going to cause you to stop believing what they said about you. So this season, you're going to see a new man emerge with courage and boldness, and the Lord's pushing you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you've assigned this man to do. Hallelujah. I thank you that this season, hey, will be the start of something new. And even all the gimmicks and the stuff that he's seen in church and stuff, I thank you, Lord, that you're causing the errors of others to not stop him from stepping forth in what he's done. Oh yeah, the failure of others will not stop you from walking in what the Lord has called you to do. You've seen a lot, but God's about to show you even more to restore the belief in the name of Jesus.